New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.net. They're along 14-mile road in beautiful Rockford, Michigan, kind of off the beaten path, but fantastic for affordable family fun, ATVs, UTVs, 4x4s, 4x4-wheelers, 2x2s, 1x motorcycles, e-bikes, scooters, for God's sake, not to mention snowmobiles, go-karts. Those are awesome. Wish I had one of those when I was a kid. I still might get one day. You never know. That would be something fun up north is the old go-kart. You know, the old metal frame, a bone rattler. Fantastic. Thank you so much to them for being on board with this show. First off, welcome back to Brandis. I see she is here. Good to see that you are here. And, hopefully doing okay. I saw a post of Brandis's not long ago on Facebook. I didn't really respond to it, but it made sense to me. It was talking about sleeping with puppy dogs because, you know, we sleep with puppy dogs in our bed, and Brandis does too. You know, we have a bed full of dogs. And something weird happened last night that didn't really make me rethink it. But, you know, if you think about it too much, it makes you go, God damn it. What am I doing? It's still worth it. I mean, to me, there's nothing better than having a adorable little toaster next to you on those cold winter nights. But this happened to me last night. Bruce was right next to me, and I felt his little dog nose. And he was there, and then Darla was on top of him, her face. So I knew that my finger had touched a little dog nose. And I did the old coochie coochie on the nose, you know, like, hey. And, you know, they're probably like, yeah, whatever, whichever one I was touching or which one I assumed I was touching. And then I had a thought and I went, okay. Stevie writes, spoiler, it was the butthole. It was. Yes, that actually happened. And you have, by the way, earned a timeout. I'm going to dispatch that in a second here after I finish the story that you just ruined. But anyway, I had the thought, wait a minute, I don't think that was the dog's nose. And then I went, okay, I think I actually just fiddled with his asshole, Bruce's asshole. Not like his butt muscle, but his actual asshole. And I don't know about you, but my instinct always takes over. And I had to determine whether or not I had done that. So I smelled it, and it sure enough, it was definitely his asshole. What kind of a sick fucking idiot does that? You're all full of jokes. I see Matt says, was the taste your first indicator? Yeah, you know what's great about this show? You know what's fantastic about this show? Is that I'm going to say the funny joke if you give me a second. And mine was funnier than yours. So all I'm asking is to let me do my thing here. Okay? I get excited about telling these ridiculous stories about myself. But too much of you means the show is not as funny. That is 1,000,000% true. This show is funniest and the best when I'm making the jokes and being hilarious. Okay? So I am now in a bad mood, and I'm going to go ahead and start firing off some suspensions. Let's see. Tophus, no. Where's Stevie? Oh, you're totally getting 10 minutes. Yeah. Eat that 10 minutes. All right. Holy cow. So that was ugly. I rushed out of the bed, and the good news is I washed my hands. My God. This show started very, very late today. I had every intention of starting closer to 10 a.m. And if what I'm about to tell you hadn't happened, I still would have been late. If you all want to just go ahead and try to guess the end of the story, feel free, you know, whatever. What the hell? Why am I even here? But the intention was get done with the TV station and then show up here and start the show. But, you know, the second that I finally did get home here after this ridiculous moment at the TV station, the dogs are like, yeah, you got to take us outside. So I had to do my thing, walk the dogs. So, but anyway, my apologies for being late. So it's 25 minutes to 10. I'm leaving the television station after they invited me on to talk about the great food giveaway. And before I get into that story, I'm pretty confident that that appearance, and they're very good to us on that TV station to allow us to talk about the great food giveaway, because it really brings a lot of attention to it, to folks who need it. You know, it isn't about trying to raise the money. That's done on this show. And thank you for that. It's trying to get the people to actually come and get the food. And the more word we have out about it, when we're struggling to give food away, that's not great. And we didn't have a problem with that last year. That's why we ended up adding 50 meals to be given away, because it went so fast. But I still like to be able to talk about it on there just in case. Unfortunately, there were people who got turned away on that event last year. I made it a point when I was on TV to say, yeah, you might want to get there a little early. We don't want to have to turn people away, but that is inevitably going to happen. And that's a hard thing to do. So I'm usually the one that has to break the news to these folks that, hey, we're out of food. You know, it's never pretty. But all right. So I'm there. I see some people that I haven't seen in a long time. Well, one of them, this one sweet lady named Kathy, who I used to work with her over at Impact Power Sports, and she now works for the TV station. And so I'm in the green room, you know, getting a cup of coffee, hanging out. I don't have to be on TV for about 20 minutes. So I text Kathy and I said, hey, I am in the green room and here to talk about our food giveaway. And so I'm expecting her to come walking in around the corner, but I also know that there's another lady that works with her that I also worked with at the radio station. So Kathy, I used to work with not only at Impact Power Sports, but also she used to sell advertising at the radio station. This is Tony Gates' ex-wife. He's got about five of them. I'm not even kidding you. Kathy comes walking in and he brings in this other lady who I used to work with. Now, I know that the other lady works at the TV station. I think she's like the manager, the sales manager. But and I know her name too. But I always, when people are face to face with me, it fries my brain and I struggle to remember names. You've been through this. I've told you about how I've been through this, I should say, with you. Kathy walks in. The lady's standing right next to her. The thing about the lady, the sales manager, is I remember when I worked with her at the radio station, she was always extremely photogenic, like one of the prettiest faces you'll see. And so that kind of rattled my brain, too, because Kathy comes in. I know her. She's adorable. And then this other lady comes in, and it's two stone-cold stunners in front of me. Kathy, how are you? Okay. And then the other chick standing there. Now, I want to call her Kathy. And I'm like, and I resist that. I'm like, no, there's not two Kathys. There's one Kathy, and I just got done talking to her. I know her well. As I tell this story, Tox Muertos says, "What is this show? It was suggested to me, partner." Well, welcome, Tox Muertos. That sounds like something I would say if I spoke Spanish. Welcome to you. Where in the world are you at? This is a show that I describe as a daily podcast where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Jeremy says it's a show mostly about poop. Yes, that does happen. Tox Muertos says, good old San Antonio. Oh, it's a wonderful city. Charles Barkley says that your women are heavy. Tyler says, Eric knows some Spanish. You're welcome here. My pal Joe Martinez, who is one of my sponsors, Tox Muertos, has worked very hard to teach me how to say nasty things in Spanish. So I'm not saying this to you, but he taught me to say, tu madre es una puta. And then there's another one. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. It is Becha la chingada cabrón, which I forget what that means. Anyway, welcome to you. So I'm standing there in the green room. Kathy, friend. Hey, how are you? Oh, my God. It's so good to see. I'm doing that whole thing. Hug-a-bugs. You know, give the hug-a-bugs. You look great. And she's married to a guy. And I know her husband. Her husband's name is Jeff. I go, Jeff, right? Jeff? She goes, yeah. I go, how's he doing? I remember him. I remember you. Oh, my God. This is full-on Eric Zaytunian. This is not Eric Zane at this point. You got to be, you know, I don't want to offend these people. Rebecca says, oh, he's dead. Like, if she would have answered that he died. I know he's not dead, though. By the way, the husband is, like, super handsome. So these two, they're, like, of age. They're, like, my age. And they're like two just really, really attractive people together. Cole says, I could have uttered out, hey, friend, you look great. How's Chief doing? The conversation is probably run its course. The producer comes in. He gives me a microphone pack and you got to put it up through my shirt. And that's their cue to leave. They walk out. Good to see you. Oh, my God. It's so fantastic to see you. You look awesome. Oh, can't wait to see you again. Happy holidays. You know, all that stuff. I'm just trying to not make an asshole of myself. And technically, I didn't. She might have suspected that I didn't know who she was or had forgotten her name. Hang on, Pooh Bear. But whatever. That ends. Then it hits me. Her name's Kate. It was after she left. I was like, oh my God. Actually, I had to look up husband on LinkedIn. And then I looked up the TV station and sales manager or something like that. And it showed her face. I was like, oh, okay, that's Kate. All right. Tyler says, I'll give you credit for not diving in headfirst by guessing and committing to a name in the moment. Yeah, that's rare for me. Very rare. Okay. I dodged that bullet. It's time to go be on TV. I walk into the studio. This lovely, lovely lady named Janice Allen is going to interview me. And it's the same vibe. How are you? Oh, my God. Year 5 of the food giveaway. This is before we even start talking on TV. And God, time's just so fast. I remember when you first started doing this. I go, oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. How's the podcast going? People ask me that question all the time. And I am so happy that it's a dirty little secret about what I actually say and do here on the podcast. If people who are aware that I do a podcast, if just a small percentage of them listen to it, it would be outstanding, a big boost in the number of people that pay attention to it. Now, they may have at one point paid attention to it and stopped paying attention to it because A, it sucks. B, I talk like an asshole all the time. Or they're just not interested. I don't know. So when people say, how's the podcast? I go, great. Great. About to hit year number 6. Tyler says, I need to know the level of gayness exhibited during the interview. This is something that happens to me a lot. Now, right now, when I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm very comfortable, laid back, and there's not a lot of gayness here. But for some reason, when I'm in that environment or a strange place, I really behave like a local homosexual. Well, there is nothing wrong with that. I've said to you guys many times, I feel like I'm about 8% gay. My daughter, Madison, who is a local lesbian, has informed me that she thinks that at one point I could have been gay or I was gay in a past life. Her words. And she knows a thing or two about gayness. I don't know if I can actually call her a local lesbian. I think you just say they're gay. Anyway, I didn't feel like I was doing that because when I look super gay, I'm always like, and I'm herky-jerky. I'm like, whoa, and I'm talking with my hands, and it's all stupid, you know? But I felt very relaxed, and Maureen, she writes, the gayness level was actually lower than last year, Tyler, in my opinion. Cole says, I could pass for a lesbian. Chris seconds that and says, an elderly lesbian. Tyler, Kenny says, does anyone have a link to it? I will include it in the show notes of this podcast. I don't think it's available yet. You know, it takes the newsroom time to make that happen. I was refreshing the local TV station about it. You know, not about it. I was refreshing the their page on Facebook. God, I sound like fucking Freebeer there. Inserting words that don't need to be inserted. If I see it during this show, I will we'll sit down and watch it. But I don't think it's available yet. And then one of my favorite people in the world who, okay. I have forever had a crush on Terry DeBoer. I moved here in 2004. Now, that picture that you see of her there, not the guy, that's Kevin Craig. He's a meteorologist as well. Some of you don't know Terry DeBoer if you're like out of market. But what would you give her for age? Out of market guesses or people who just don't know only. You might think, oh, well, that picture, it's all airbrushed. No, it's not. That's her.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, anyway. We got a variance of guesses. Bob throws early 40s. Kenny throws 44. I got another guess for 49. I got a 55. Nick says he ran into her at the arena. He says he crop dusted her at work. She looked nauseous and walked away. Well, she's 60. And she's walking into the TV studio to do a weather cut-in. And we make eye contact. And we have spoken many times over the years. And I see her and she goes, oh my God! So you know what I did? I went, I blew her kisses. And I said, hi, Terry. She goes, I'm coming back right after I get done with this and coming to see you. I said, I'm going to be on TV, Terry. She goes, oh my God, I'm so excited. She goes in. I'm in the green room. I watch her go on TV. And she comes out and she immediately comes walking in. And we have a nice conversation. She is such an angel. My God. I said, hug-a-bugs. Come on, hug-a-bugs. Bring it in. And then she says, because she loves hockey. We're talking about hockey. And she goes, so where you are, could I ever be in there with you while you're doing that? I go, that is not allowed. Except for you. Yes, for you. Oh my God, she says. So we traded phone numbers. And she goes and sees her grandkids every week, Wednesday to Sunday. She flies all the way to Florida to see her grandkids. She's got two and one more on the way. I think she's totally loaded. So I was like, she says, Sunday hockey games. I go, yeah, if you get back in time, we will have you sit there. I go, you will see a game like you've never seen before in there. And yes, absolutely, you will love it. Everybody will love to have you there. This is a person who's been made Grand Rapids her home for TV news. And she moved, when I moved here, she was on TV. Linda says she's got hot tub money for sure. Tyler says smooth move, easy. Some suggestions that she may be smitten with me. Well, most women are. Most men are. I am very easy to be smitten with. We all know this, okay? Why do you think Pooh Bear has put up with me for so long with all these shenanigans that I put her through? Some that you know, some that you don't. Megan says, I know a few men who are not. Well, if that's coming from you, I would suspect it would be your lesser half, Brian. But Brian, I made him laugh last time, if you recall. But Maureen's husband thinks I'm a cock. Yeah, he is not a fan. And there is an army of female audience members who, if for some reason, if there's a lady watching my show, the significant other or the lesser other, the guy, not at all interested in any way. Stevie, who had to sit out her suspension earlier, her hubby, no, not interested. List goes on and on. Not to mention who else. Sarah Rukruk Roosh's husband, Brad, he didn't give a shit. Who else? God, there was more than that. Becca's husband. I don't know the Becca story. Wait a minute. There's two Rebeccas, and I don't remember which one is married to the African-American gentleman. Oh, Mr. Amy? Absolutely. Okay, Kevin. Kevin is not interested in EZ. That would be Rebecca's husband. Tyler has a theory, and I think he's right. It's all husbands who are concerned that their ladies are too smitten with EZ. Yeah, I know. I know. These women, they love what I talk about and the things that I do. But they think that I'm so sweet and endearing that I just make them very, very comfortable. And Megan says it's because they aren't as funny as you. No, that's too bad. You got to have a funny husband. I would think that if a woman had to prefer a funny husband over drop-dead gorgeous husband, they would take funny. Now, fortunately, I'm both. Aram says, when Mr. 10 reemerges, maybe, but no one likes Pop Pop. Megan says also, Brian doesn't think I'm funny. So, yeah, that's bullshit. You're hysterical. Kenny says, Sarah did lick your face that one time that you drove her in the limo. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was outstanding. I don't like people that take shit too seriously. You know, I'm always like, you can always see him coming a mile away. It's like, oh, boy, I'm not going to talk to that guy. Well, anyway, whatever. I can't be worried about that. I can't be bothered about that. Aaron with a great question. How was the workout? Legs and back and ab ripper X yesterday. So I knew that I was up against it yesterday. So I was only able to get legs and back in. And because I had to be out the door at 5:55 to go to the arena for a basketball game. And so I wrapped up legs and back at 5:33. And I still had to take the dogs out, feed the dogs, and then clean up and go to the game. I was able to get all of that in. My glutes right now are like barking at me with like muscle soreness. And that is terrific because I'm losing my ass. There is nothing worse than you got dude who's got flat pancake ass. You got to have like a bubble. You got to have some power in your moneymaker. So this is great. I also, for the back exercises, instead of pull-ups, I'm still using those bands. But I think I'm either going to increase, like go to a more tension-filled band or just start doing the pull-ups on the chair. I already feel like I can handle that. Matt says, does the NFK work out with you? No. But it's a bitch. Yeah, you can't have flat ass. Flat ass is a problem. It's as much of a problem as a fat ass. Fat and flat. Now, if you have fat, P-H-A-T, now we're talking. Chris says, I heard EZ laid some small pipe this weekend, too. He's a workout machine. Yeah, I told you, I busted out some new moves. So it's a damn good thing that I'm getting this exercise in. You know, I introduced new moves to Pooh Bear. And now when it was all said and done, I said, new moves, what'd you think? And she says, they're the same as they've always been. I said, bullshit. There was all sorts of things you're not even aware of. That was a complete game changer for you. She was very satisfied with our lovemaking. And then the added bonus of very little cleanup because of the metabolic problems with my prostate gland completely betraying me because of the medicines that I am taking to reduce the size of that gland. Tophus says, new moves, less spunk. If you're my new audience member, Tox Muertos, you're wondering, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? I know. All I suggest to you, Tox Muertos, is strap yourself in for the ride, okay? I've done this almost 1,500 times, 5 days a week, for the last 6 years. This is the level of entertainment you will get. You will not find this anywhere else. There is no show like this. Kenny said he already left. No, he's still here. I see him right now. Maybe it's different on your end. But I think he's here. If not, I hope he comes back. I haven't even gotten to the part of this story at the TV station. That was ridiculously embarrassing. Before I went off on a tangent, I had left the TV station after Terry DeBoer gave me her phone number. And Jeremy says he's just letting it all sink in. Everybody here in this group, by the way, Tux Muerto is very, very close. We're all pals. The two Goodwill ambassadors are these two fellows that are thick as thieves, known as Tophis and Zildjian, the Armenian symbol maker. Zildjian is actually the guy who owns the Armenian symbol maker company. He's very stoic. He speaks only when he has something to say. He never complains. He doesn't constantly bicker with people. He doesn't whine incessantly when he has a stuffy nose or anything like that. He's ultra successful. He's been married for 30 years. Tophis is kind of the one who always makes sure that everybody is behaving in here. He's like, these are like my mods. Tophis is super skinny too. So is Kenny. He's about 6 foot tall, 190 pounds of muscle. Aram says that's brutal. I don't know what you're talking about. Before I continue this, I would like to kick out the audience that is enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube. Unfortunately, I have to say goodbye to you. I can't, you know, I'm encouraging people to go to Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. Side note about my two show ambassadors for Tophis and Kenny. They are both very much into MAGA. They love Trump more than anything. So we try not to get into that too much. I try to never, ever say anything bad about any one person politically. You may have guessed, this is all bullshit. All right. Thank you for the folks on Facebook and YouTube. If you ever want to say hello to me, drop me a note, drop me an email on the Shoreliners Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Also, I have a Patreon. When this podcast is done, there's always time for more podcasting, and I put new material up there every single day with the Patreon bonus podcast, the Lost Zane Recordings, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, and of course, who are these free beers? There's a number of other shows like the Lost Dude Shadoway Recordings. There's 40 episodes of Dude Shadoway up on my Patreon for you. I never did get the cease and desist from our pal Free Beer. So that is a good thing. Go up there and sign up, patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can get it for 7 days free. Put a credit card in and check it out. Also, you can cancel it right after you put your credit card in and you'll still get the 7 days free. All right? And then you're like, well, easy, what if I want it after? Well, then you go back in, you enable your card, and you sign up for $5 or $10 a month. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being part of the show on Facebook and, of course, on YouTube. Off you go. Twitch and Facebook, brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. The open and live stream brought to you by Werner Roofing. Oh my God, I'm so lucky. It pays to take the advice of one short fuse, Linda. The story goes, here in the summer, roofing guy banged on the door and said, "Hey, we'd like to replace your roof. How about an estimate?" And they were right. They gave me an estimate, and it wasn't bad. And then she said, "Try my friend's company. They're right in our neck of the woods, too. And it's not a chain like the other one you're going to. And I think you're going to be really happy." So I reached out. They came over. Same thing. Gave me an estimate. Now, both companies were about the same in price. There was even a third company involved, about the same in price. They were all very good. But something about the folks at Werner Roofing made me feel like it was the right decision to make. And then when I found out that not all roofing companies, when it comes to paying for the roof, are created equal. Werner's has outstanding financing. You know, not everybody can just go drop a chunk of change on a brand new roof. So I went ahead and did that. So the money I pay for this roof is barely even noticeable. And you can take advantage of that, too, when you reach out to Werner Roofing in West Michigan, WERNERroofing.com. It's a pretty big roof here. They got it all done in one day. The crew showed up. I was doing a podcast with them working on the roof. It was unbelievably hilarious to actually try to navigate that. And then when they're all done, it's like by the end of the day, you didn't even know they were here. It was one goof up. A light on the outside of my garage was damaged. They could not find an exact replica to replace it. So they put three new lights in on the outside of the house. Thank you. They're great. And I want you to consider them when it comes to getting a new roof. Remember the name Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R. It's not Warner, like Time Warner. It's not that. It's Werner. Chris Werner is the guy who runs the show. Werner Roofing, WernerRoofing.com. Or you can call them 616-844-5382. Mention my name with all of these sponsors when you call them. This is what makes this show free, is I'm powered by these amazing sponsors. I also want to shout out to the Green Medicine Shop, Michigan's newest recreational cannabis facility. Same place they've been for the past 5 years in Greenville, Michigan, where they've been a cannabis dispensary for medicinal cannabis only. Recently, the local community made a change, and as of October, Green Medicine Shop has had their recreational facility as well as their medicinal, I'm sorry, their recreational license as well as their medicinal license. So 21 and up, recreational cannabis. If you're under 21, you can still get cannabis, but you have to have a med card. So for people 18 to 21, they have you covered. They have every different product under the sun for you to check out at Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. And you can find them online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. You may have a shop that you go to now that might be closer. All I ask is that you give them a try. If you're in Greenville or the surrounding areas or maybe far away, make the trip to Greenville, Michigan on behalf of your old pal EZ. Supporting the sponsors keeps this podcast strong. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All I wanted to do was leave the TV station. I've got my nice brown coat with the lapels, a brown scarf. The jacket is open. I look dashing as I normally do. It's a long knee-length coat that you might wear to, like, church. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.